It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Man, this is interesting to me that it actually comes on here, and people aren't going to believe us unless they really look it up for yourself here. But being a broadcaster, doing this radio show, whew, it's one of the most stressful jobs in the world, guys.
Well, you guys have it easy. I have it the most stressful.
Yeah, I'd say Pork Chop out of all of us is the most stressed.
I don't know, man. My heart always beats every day.
But Joe also is up there, but he's like born that way. He's Lady Gaga born that way stressed. Like,
I am.
He came out of the womb like, what's going on? What am I going to do? Does anyone have a plan? Did you write it on the Google Doc? I don't know what I'm doing.
You know that feeling of like, is it a fart or is it something else? Like, you're not sure. Like, what one will it be? That's how my life is every day, just in general with like, well, it could be okay, or we could have a big mess in just one second. That's my constant thought process. Job website CareerCast, they put out a list every year of the most stressful jobs in America, here in the U.S., and the 10 most stressful jobs are, any guesses? I'll let you know if you got one on the top 10 list here.
Air traffic controller.
No. Actually, as you say, it's slower so everybody can hear you. An air traffic controller.
Game.
What are you going to win?
I don't know. The pork chop song?
What about a paramedic?
Paramedic Alex did not make the top 10 stressful jobs in America.
A firefighter?
Live number two, right behind soldier at number one. And same thing, you got a pilot, you got police officer. Coming in at number five, a broadcaster, yes. Us, the Joe and Alex Show. You guys.
Yeah, but do they really mean radio or do they mean TV broadcasters? Because, you know, 99% of the time I tell, you know what happens when I tell people I work in radio? They say, so when are you going to work in TV? Ugh. Like, this is like a stepping stone
job to
that.
Do you tell them what
that?
I say? I'm like, oh, they say I'm too ugly.
No, I just say, actually, like, our jobs are more fun. We get to be more creative and stuff like that. It's a totally different.
An opinion.
Right.
I mean, in the news, you're not supposed to have an opinion. You're supposed to report on things and be unbiased. Other things on there, public relations officer, senior corporate executive, and taxi driver. So, Porkchop, you got two things because you're an Uber driver.
Oh,
you're going to drop dead on us, bro.
You are right. It is so stressful because yesterday I got another one star.
Oh, my.
For what?
I don't know.
See, I don't get that. I actually feel so bad that even when I have gotten food delivered that's cold or I've ridden in an Uber driver that was terrible, any of those things, when it comes to like rating somebody on an app, I always still give 5 stars because I feel so bad.
I think I forget every single time to rate. I don't think I've ever rated anything.
But that doesn't hurt you though, right? Like if Liv never rated you, it's not going to hurt you.
I would prefer you not rate me instead of rate me a 1 star. Like I'm not that bad. You got there alive.
I feel bad because I didn't realize for the longest time. Like I feel like 1's the worst, 5's the best. I'm like, well, they were average, so I give them a 3.
No,
I know. You've taught me that, but I didn't realize. Do you know how many 3s I've given out?
Oh,
jeez.
I'm just being real here. Okay.
But what happened? I mean, that they would give you 1 star. I mean, was there an awkward conversation?
It doesn't tell me who it was, and I had like 30 trips the other day.
Okay, but you would know if you did something that deserves a 1 star, right?
Like I said, everyone got there alive, so.
But does that mean like you almost got in a couple wrecks though on the way, even though you technically lived?
There was one time I almost got in a wreck, but the person turned in front of me when I had the right of way.
Well, either way, you almost got in a wreck.
Yeah, but I actually avoided it. I swerved out the way. Like, I should have a 5 star for that.
Wow.
See, this is just totally agreeing that he has one of the most stressful
jobs. Thank God
it's
anonymous, because look at him. He's like ready.
He would track you down.
The potholes. I feel like people don't like the potholes, so I'm always swerving for those.
Hold on. You know what? Hold on. Not that I want to lose you, but we agree you're stressed.
Sorry, okay, I'm sorry.
So this list is actually very accurate.
Okay.
And you can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. Let us know what job you got if you think it's very stressful. I'll be interested to see. Okay, the least stressful job this year. Can you just guess the number one thing, the least stressful job they say in America is? If you do this.
Retail.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Babysitter.
None of those. No, it has to do with the baby, though.
I knew it. Baby cuddling.
No.
Nurse.
No. Well, along that lines, I'll give it to you, Alex. You're close. They're saying a sonographer, a person that actually does the thing to
ultrasound.
See the baby. Yeah, the ultrasound.
Gosh. Oh, that is very unstressful, I'd
say. Yeah, unless there's no heartbeat.
Right, I was going to say,
God,
that's the most.
I'm just saying.
Wow, way to wrap that one up.